this meeting of Sylvania City Council for September 6th, 2017 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capelini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey? Absent. Mr. Mishy?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Mr. Lukey is excused. Six members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum exists. We welcome all of you special guests to our City Council meeting this evening. And we're going to, if there are agendas on the two side tables, if you haven't picked one up yet, and you'll see that we have special proclamations coming up in Agenda Item 5. But at this point, we're going to proceed with our Pledge of Allegiance, which we invite you to join with us, this meeting led by Mrs. Capelini.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are going to take a look at our agenda, and that needs to be approved by council and see if we have any additions to it. I have no additions to make to it at this time. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Hearing no additions. Any from staff? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or City Law Director? Any changes?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
No changes for tonight. So is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved for tonight's meeting. Fourth on the agenda is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on August 21st. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the August 21st, 2017 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from August 21st, 2017 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the meeting minutes are approved. This time we'll move on to Agenda Item 5, which I have a couple of proclamations to read, and I'm going to go out in front and do this. One of the authorities that the mayor has given is to make proclamations and declare special days in the city of Sylvania. I have two different proclamations I'm going to read. The first one is, whereas Jack Rudas has been chosen as honorary mayor for the day and has successfully participated in the Toledo Lucas County Public Library Summer Reading Challenge, earning a total of 1,200 points. And whereas the theme for this year's challenge was Build a Better World in collaboration with both Sylvania Branch Libraries and the City of Sylvania, inviting participants to think creatively and critically about how we can make the world a better place for all, especially our children. And whereas Jack, age 8, is a third grader at Sylvan Elementary School and while not reading, enjoys swimming and playing basketball. Therefore, I, Craig A. Stahl, Mayor, do hereby proclaim today, Wednesday, September 6, 2017, as Honorary Jack, Mayor Jack Rudas Day in the city of Sylvania. Congratulations. Here's your proclamation. You can ask your mother to put this in up. And while that's happening, I have a similar but different proclamation for his sister. Yes, these are siblings, but they both scored the necessary points in competition to win this award. So the second one is, whereas Samantha Rudas has been chosen as honorary mayor for today and has successfully participated in the Toledo Lucas County Public Library Summer Reading Challenge, earning a total of 3,000 points. That's somewhat more than your brother did, but you are older. And whereas the theme for this year's challenge was Build a Better World in collaboration with both the Sylvania Branch Libraries and the City of Sylvania, inviting participants to think creatively and critically about how we can make the world a better place for all, especially our children. And whereas Samantha, age 10, is a fifth grader at Sylvan Elementary and an amazing reader,
seat next to me. We have bags on the table, which are yours to take. The bags themselves have been manufactured out of banners that have hung in the downtown, and they feature artwork from Sylvania City Elementary Schools, and seem like a perfect way to package up a few mementos for you to take home, a Sylvania plate, a Sylvania flag, and some other items inside of the bag that you can look at when you get home. However, now that you are mayors for a day, you have the right to make your own proclamation. And we have written one in conjunction with the library's help to declare tomorrow, Thursday, September 7th, as reading day in the city of Sylvania. And you will both get to sign this after you read it. But if you can, Jack, I'm going to have you come down here next to your sister. And if you can, read this together into this microphone.
Whereas Toledo Lucas County Public Library partnered with both Sylvania Library branches and the City of Sylvania in its 2017 Summer Reading Challenge, and whereas the theme for this year's challenge was Build a Better World, inviting participants to think creatively and critically about how we can make the world a better place for all, but especially our children. And whereas the library's summer reading program dates back to 1924 and continues to engage tens of thousands of children and adults around summer reading, learning, and play. And whereas research clearly shows that programs that encourage summer reading and learning activities do counter the summer slide kids often experience during the summer break from school. Now, therefore, we, Samantha Budis and Jack Budis, Summer Reading Challenge participants and honorary mayor for the day winners, do hereby proclaim Thursday, September 7th, 2017, as Reading Day in the City of Sylvania, and encourage all citizens, young and old, to continue the library's efforts by supporting the importance of reading and learning activities year-round. In witness whereof, we have heroed set our hands and caused the seal of the City of Sylvania to be set this 6th day of September 2017.
Craig, she's a natural.
Jack was really good on TV on the slide.
Yeah. Fabulous.
He's signing it in red. She's important.
A future teacher, no doubt.
All right. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Being mayor in the city of Sylvania entitles you to special powers and authority. And I think this might apply more to Jack because he was very interested in the police memorabilia out in the outer lobby. As mayor, our charter says first that you're the chief executive officer of the city. That means that employees work for you and you represent the city in all business. But it also says that you are the chief law enforcement agent and conservator of the peace, which means that you are in effect police officers for the rest of the day. Now, you do not have badges. I don't have a badge that I wear. But the police, and the police chief is sitting right over here, he'll attest to this, that the police report to the elected executive in this city. That's an important difference than you have in a lot of communities. In some communities, they report to a police commissioner or to the county commissioners or something like that. But in the city of Sylvania, the mayor serves as the chief law enforcement agent. So as we told the dispatchers next door when we went in there, and she perked up when I said you were mayors for a day, she knew what that meant. All right. We have a short agenda. You are welcome to stay with us for the rest of the evening, or you can take off whatever mom says. If it gets long...
It's bedtime.
Okay, I think mom's asking you to...
Oh, do you want them to stay up there?
She's welcome. Yeah. They're welcome to stay here.
Do you want to stay up there?
Yes.
We only have a couple items of business. So, Jack, I'm going to ask you to come down here and sit on the other side. The city charter also dictates where the mayor sits. The mayor sits with the president of council to his right and the law director to his left. For the first time in history, they're both women. And so it's a special spot to be up here. And there are more women at this table, Samantha, than there are men, if you notice. So that's a very special thing. We'll hand this to you. You can come and get it right now if you want, Mom, so you can take a look at it. And we're going to continue on with our agenda. Why don't you come on over closer, Jack and Samantha, and you can see my marked up agenda here. We're now done with agenda 5, and we're going to move on to two pieces of legislation that need to be taken care of. First has to do with city-owned property at 4827 Holland Sylvania Road and the demolition of the existing building on that site. That is the old Baptist Church site down just south of the Township Hall, and we are clearing it for economic development. In the council agendas, we have a report from the service director, Mr. Aller. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. When we originally signed the agreement with DMD Environmental, there were a couple alternates on there that we did not proceed with, not knowing how the physical demolition contractor was going to perform the work. If he was going to grind the concrete within the building up and recycle it, or if he was just going to landfill it. The contractor is planning to grind the concrete, so we had to remove some additional asbestos material as part of the project, and therefore we did have to enact those two alternates. So we needed to add those alternates totaled $10,650 to add to the contract. So the total contract for DMD Environmental for the asbestos removal portion of the project comes to $37,530 with this approved work. So we recommend and ask for your approval.
City Council does have in front of them proposed Ordinance 63-2017 that would accept these amendments to the original proposal for DMD Environmental. It is Ordinance 63-2017. We call upon the committee chairman for the appropriate committee. This is a building and grounds issue, so I'm going to refer to Mrs. Hussman to read this by title only, and she'll make two different motions. First, to read by title only and waive the second and third readings. We vote on that, and then we'll vote on final passage as an emergency measure. The first motion means that we don't have to read the whole piece of legislation, which in this case is only a page and a half. Sometimes they can be quite long, and we only have to do it once rather than three times. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 63-2017. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Accepting the amendment to the proposal of DMD Environmental to manage the asbestos removal from the city's property at 84827 Holland Sylvania Road. Appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $10,650, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 63-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. Any questions? All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of ordinance number 63, 2017.
Second. Been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 63, 2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 63, 2017 is approved. Now we're ready to proceed with agenda item 7, which has to do with Alexis Road Storm Sewer Improvement Project and reporting on a contract for the engineering firm to do that. Again, we have a report from the Service Director, Kevin Allard.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As the letter indicates, we found out in June of this year that ODOT was planning a storm sewer replacement project and resurfacing project on Alexis Road between Acres and Flanders. As part of that storm sewer work, there's actually some storm sewer within the city that we would like to take a look at replacing and possibly even upsizing due to some storm sewer concerns we have in the area. It was late notice on the part of ODOT. They basically sent us the plans in what were considered stage three plans, which are final plans. And so we were kind of under the gun, if you will, to get our project done at the same time as they're doing their project, which obviously there would be economies of scale that would benefit that, as well as coordination issues to have two different contractors working at two different times. So we are trying to fast track this project and be able to get it completed, get the design completed by the end of the year so that we can put a joint project out with ODOT. This project will likely be a project that will come, that will be part of the capital improvement process that we'll be going through here shortly as part of the budget process. It wasn't a planned project. We didn't have advance notice that ODOT was looking at doing this, but it's now is the time to do it since they are going to be there. So we were requesting permission to move forward with Northwest Consultants. They did the survey work for the ODOT project. They did that for ODOT, and so we would recommend that we move forward with them to prepare construction plans and specifications so that we can have them by the end of the year. Their price to do that was $22,772, and we would recommend approval.
Kevin, you mentioned that they're going to repave Alexis between Acres and Flanders, correct?
Correct.
How does that interact with our efforts to make some modifications between Acres and Elliott that we've discussed at a number of meetings and council meetings that I think were scheduled for maybe, hopefully, 2019, correct?
Correct.
How is ODOT taking that into account? Are they aware of that project, and how is that going to be dealt with?
They are aware. We've informed them about the project when we met with them. They consider this to be part of their preventative maintenance program, and they plan to proceed and do the entire stretch. The area at Acres and Alexis probably will be impacted because of the turning lane that we're adding, so we probably will get into some of this pavement that they're going to be putting down. The other end at Elliott, the other end of our project at Elliott, probably shouldn't be very much impact because that'll be primarily traffic signals, some striping maybe, and things like that. But the pavement itself won't be impacted.
Will that diminish our score? Because I know from prior conversations that ODOT scores these things and determines, you know, participation percentages and whether we get awards and all that kind of stuff from the state. Will this project impact that? Not that I'm against this project, I'm not, but
no.
It won't have any bearing on it whatsoever?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
We did have some stormwater backup happening in Alexis Road in the lower properties on the south side of Alexis Road during the big storm Labor Day. That has happened occasionally in the past, so this engineering survey will, as the service director said, take a look at the size of those sewers, and we'll also see whether they need to be cleared out. There could be debris in them that's causing the problem as well. It's a rare occasion, but it does happen, and this timing on this is just right. So we're going to take a look at that as well.
Before we move on, Mr. Eller, there was, I recall last year or so, there was a restaurant
on Alexis Road that had some flooding as well.
It happened again Monday night.
Is that part of this, or is that not in that section?
Yes, it's in that section.
So it should take care of some of that, hopefully?
Yes, we'll be taking a look. Part of what NCI is going to be doing is a hydraulic analysis for that whole area to determine just how much stormwater it does need to handle. That the storm sewer that's there has been there since 1954.
Okay.
So there's Alexis Road has changed a little bit since 54. So.
Great, thank you.
Yep.
All right, City Council does have Ordinance 64-2017 in front of them to hire the Northwest Consultants Incorporated as our consultant for the job. We go to Mr. Mishka for this. He is the chairman of the Utilities Committee. Mr. Mishka.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 64-2017. All members of council, having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Northwest Consultants, Inc. to provide professional engineering and surveying services for the Alexis Road Storm Sewer Improvement Project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $22,722, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 64-2017 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of Ordinance Number 64-2017.
Second. And moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 64-2017 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 64-2017 is approved. That brings us to the end of ordinances to pass tonight. There is a committee report that needs to be made, and this is an opportunity for the mayors for the day to head home if you want. Okay, looks like mom says now. Let's move on with agenda item 8, which is committee reports. A report of the Utilities Committee held this evening at 6:45. Mr. Mishka.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We did have a meeting this evening at 6:45, part of the council meeting of the Utilities Environment Committee. We discussed proposed ordinance 59-2017, which was amending Chapter 921, 923, and adding Chapter 922. In attendance was myself, also the committee members, Mr. Fry, Mrs. Hussman, Mrs. Westfall, and council members, Mr. Hanna, Mrs. Cappellini. Members from the administration, also in attendance, were Mr. Sanford, Mr. Aller, Ms. Brining, and Mayor Stout. As we talked through the proposed ordinance that would amend the chapters, Mr. Aller clarified that the purpose for doing so was mainly to adjust some of the pricing that were in there based on cost increases to material and evolved operating procedures, and to make sure that the fees were in line with today's construction. He clarified that items that were in Chapter 922 were actually partially existing in 921, but they were expanded in 922 to be more complete, and that it was his intention to move them into 922 to keep them in the code because it was already in the code. It just needed some expansion. We did have a question about whether or not all of the engineering specifications and details that were specified in 922
needed to be in there, or whether or not it made more sense to have those specifications deferred to the service director as an operating policy, or we call it a rule, is what you referred to it as, to give more flexibility so that if some other changes needed to be made, we didn't have to go back and do amendments to do so. Mr. Aller indicated that he didn't have any objection to that, and again, he was keeping them in there because they were in the they're already in the code today. So we talked about keeping the penalties in there, and there was a motion to have the administration and Mr. Aller kind of go back and rework some of that, redraft some of that, to remove some of the specifications, and that that those changes would come back to council. So there was no action taken on that. We also had another topic that we discussed about how to handle or what we can do for water customers in the city of Sylvania, or water users in the city of Sylvania that are actually on another provider's water system. And the concern there was mostly that while they're in the city, they're not using our water, and therefore they're not getting our customer service and being able to call us if they have problems, and we have to refer them to somebody else, which is not ideal. Mr. Aller provided an update in that he had met with the city and he had a meeting with the Lucas County Sanitary Division engineer, and there was and they were absent from the meeting, but he's going to follow up on that. But really Toledo has a mechanism that they can deal with this as retail operations, and there might be two possible solutions that will emerge. One is that we can bring them into our system, and the second is that we handle them as we become the billing party or the billing manager for those customers. And in that case, we would also, as the billing manager or the billing owner, we would also be the single point of contact, so that if there was any problems or items that needed to be fixed, they could contact our utility department instead of having to call around to somebody else. And Kevin said that you know, that was emerging, and there wasn't a final decision there, but there will be some updates in the future with that. But it's progressing, and it looks like it's promising. So again, there was no decision taken there, and we adjourned our meeting at 7:20.
All right, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Mishka? Any other committee reports to be made at this time? The information item is, as City Council had requested a chance to see it, this has to do with notification of Alexis Road property owners and businesses that the safety study is going to be ongoing in that corridor and will be proceeding with a final project in the cost of $745. And it will start in 2018. So that's the same item that we sent out to all of those property owners in the affected areas of Alexis Road. If there's no further business to discuss at this time, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands till its next regularly scheduled meeting, 12 evenings from tonight, on Monday, September 18th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all.